I really appreciate your time. Obviously, this is not the sort of circumstance where you want to be doing an interview. You've just had the bad news that Joe Duffy is out of the event, and the fight is now off the card. Can you tell us how it all unfolded from your perspective? Obviously, because it's happened very quickly.
I got a call in my hotel room. They said, hey, Joe Silva wants to talk to you. I said, okay. They brought up a phone with Joe Silva on the line, a cell phone. He said, hey, man, I got some bad news. Joseph Duffy got it. Hurt in practice, you know, he got cracked in the head and might have a concussion and the docs won't clear him. You know, the fight is off. I know you did your camp and you wanted to fight. I'm sorry. And it was kind of like that, you know, pretty much.
And there was word that there was a potential of a replacement fight. What happens in that regard?
Well, Joe said he'll check the card and see if anybody's willing to step up.
Yeah.
Then I talked to Dana and Dana said, you know, don't feel like this is a life or death situation. The pressures, don't feel like the cards on your shoulders is exact words. We can get this thing rescheduled for you. Pretty much that was it, you know. And then I was going back and forth. Should I fight? Should I wait to reschedule with Duffy? You know, and I sat back with my coaches. And then I even called my coach back at home. And they all said, man, let's just wait. It's not that big of a deal. We'll just wait.
Did you feel a little bit of pressure within yourself to take a different fight?
Like, yeah.
Was it Norman Parker, yeah, I think, said he was interested in stepping up?
Right. That is who said he wanted to step up. But, you know, I didn't prepare for Norman Park. Not that he's a tough fight. He's an easy fight. He's just trying to save his career. And he's on a two-fight skid. His fights are boring. And he's trying to say, hey, I'll do you a favor, you know. And then he's going to take an ass whooping and maybe not get cut, you know. But sometimes you have to let the small fish go. Duffy's the guy I want to fight. Me and Duffy was this card, you know. It was a big opportunity for me to beat him and show everybody that, you know, there's a lot on the line this fight for me and as well for Duffy. And that's the fight I want and the fight I've been focused on for 10 weeks.
Absolutely. And have you had the opportunity to communicate with Joe? Have you spoken to him or to any of his people?
Haven't spoken to him. I saw him in the office earlier this morning. We were both doing some stuff. And, you know, he didn't say anything. Didn't, you know, just maybe like nodded his head as I walked by, but you know, I didn't get to really talk to him, but it seemed like he was okay. But you know, you can't see inside somebody's head.
So you want to reschedule fight with Joe Duffy? Have you got an event in mind that you'd like to aim for?
Maybe January 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Robbie Lawler's on that card.
Oh, really?
And it's a good time frame, 10 weeks. I can take a week or two off right now, regroup. My body feels good, so it's not like I'm injured and need to heal. Take a week or two off, hang out with my wife, and then jump right back in camp, you know.
And from a financial point of view, obviously you've been through a full fight camp. You're literally a couple of days away from a fight. What happens with regard to, did you get your show money? How does all that work with such a late withdrawal like this?
I assume I get my show money. And then, yeah, we reschedule. Hopefully I get my show money and we reschedule. And the fight goes through.
Well, thanks for talking to us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
And hopefully we'll get to see you against Joe in January.
Yep.
Good